By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Thank you. Hallelujah is our song forever. Blessed assurance, Jesus is ours. Hallelujah is our signature of praise and worship in this place. Somebody keep shouting, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead, don't stop, don't stop. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Gratitude to you for what you're doing in this place. It's not the making of any man, not ministry experience, not even because someone has a relationship with God. It's simply because you decided to be God. All that we are, all that we have is you. Very grateful. Who can hear this? 3 years. It's not true. It's not seen. It's not said. It's not heard anywhere. Thank you. When we begin to x-ray ourselves individually, so much limitations and weaknesses that we have in these empty vessels that you have appointed in various assignments over this movement. In the midst of all this, you've poured out your grace upon us. Thank you so much. The Word and Power Conference had been so awesome. Thank you for the release of revelation knowledge and the miracle of understanding that you give all of us. Every session becoming better and better. You started with us the mystery of your will. Took us through the mystery of predestination. Brought us into the mystery of your timings. Caused us to come into, just last night, the mystery of distraction. And now again, about to unveil another mystery to us. You made it clear and you said to us, the reason behind this is that it is given to us, it's not given to them. So we do not take that for granted. If it's given, it means a gift, so it's not by works, lest any man should boast. Thank you, Master. All this said, Lord, is not an expression of trying to be humble in front of these people, but you know my heart. Thank you. I'm grateful. In Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 13. We're going to read Message Translation. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mas. God bless you. From verse 11. Jesus replied, look at the screen, beautiful people, because it's message we're looking at. It's okay. So after writing, just look at the screen. It's okay. Jesus replied, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. Not everybody has this gift. I'm talking about this insight. It hasn't been given to them. Whenever someone has a ready heart, and that's very crucial this morning, for this, the insights and understandings, how does it flow? It flows freely. Stop struggling for message. Trust me. None of these 5 messages are finished. None of them. And some of those messages, I didn't, one was almost 3 hours. None of them. Stop struggling. It flows freely. But if, so if by the end of today, the 9th message, that's 3 years, no repeated message. True or false? I'm not talking about trying to join one, to add one, to coin one, to manage one, so that it can blend and change it from one name to another. At the end of it, end up in the same way. Now, see the jackpot, sir. Say, but if there is no readiness, any trace of receptivity soon disappears. Do you understand, man of God, Toby? There's a flow available, Norbert. An atmosphere of insight and understanding is already generated in this place. But you must be ready. If there's no readiness, the signal will be lost. It will dissipate, disappear. So you can't catch it. And it's very crucial, man of God, Diary, that when you come like this, It's not just about the writing. There are things that God will be inscribing in your heart. It will take some dimensions of this readiness to catch it. Remember last night, I showed you from what God instructed me to the other night before. He said, hey, for everything you must get, there's a price. Now, you know, when we're there and I'm having fun. Bro, Uyi, where are you? I love you. Thank you. You know, and then he said, we must pay the price tonight. That's by the way. God is saying here, if I'm going to bring you, Edarutimi, into the realm of hearing me and catching me and knowing my thought and knowing my will per time, it will be that you are ready. Readiness. I'm always available. Except I don't want to catch a new song. There's always a song. Except I don't want to listen to a scripture. My son watches football with me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Inside football. Readiness. Because I'm not a man of God. I'm a child. That's why I'm not ordained. I've been deordained. And there's nobody to ordain me again. Can you be ready today? That's all I will ask. From the intent of your heart, go ahead and talk to God. In the secret, in the quiet place, in the stillness, you are there. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you, Lord. I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. Speak in tongues, everybody. So mande bo di debe aba ba 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 di bo do ya ba 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 de bo di bo ye ba 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 ya go bo do bo di debe ne bo ne ya ba ba di be o go mahane o do ba ya ya. Emonia debo kobo biga ya go bondo gaga adoma debo bo ba ye adoria imande ya ba 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 ye du udo ye ya mande adua de handa ya go iba ye ko bo bo do bio do ibombo bo 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 dia ibomba bombo bonde mande bo kobo ika ba 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 ya emozu Emozu alayeko imadele bulu amianga bongondo imele mama imele moma gababudo ebriga bababa ya imango juozo iboni limango ibe adoma imango mangebosha ide mande imango maka ibe no seraba imango yoya ande ose ele Yako mani, imelo kudia, ema kaya ganu, You may be seated if you can. Have your way. Have your way. Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, have your way. As we pray, as we praise, send your word into our hearts, have your way. Have your way, oh Lord, have your way. Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, have your way. As we pray, as we pray, send your word into our hearts. Have your word. Send your word into my heart. Have your way. Oh my God. Send your word into their hearts. Please have your way. Discouragement. The mystery of discouragement. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. It's a deal that must happen. Amplified, sir. But understand this, that in the last days will come, that is set in, perilous times of great stress and trouble. Hard to deal with and hard to bear. Tell me, sir, if you can. Thank you. You may as well know this too, Timothy. I've been telling you good things and encouraging you and telling you that there's anointing upon you that you need to stay up. And then whatever, that you're going to be a great man of God. But hey, that in the last days, it's going to be very difficult to be a Christian. Passion it, sir. Thank you.
But you need to be aware that in the final days, the culture of society will become extremely fierce and difficult for the people of God. So it will be a time of so much contention. Every man of God, apart from that emoji, you know him to be. You can even doubt his status as a man of God. How much more a believer? It's going to be difficult. Because of the onslaught of hell, one of them we saw yesterday, distractions. And probably for the first time for every one of us, it became so profound and clear that I've been caught in the web. Cell phone. Cell. Prison. Tap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, how's your night? Did you charge your distraction this morning? Was it well charged? Have you used your distraction this morning? Check it, check it. There's already a distraction message for you. Tell that neighbor. So someone will use his money to buy distraction. Unini, I'm be crediting distraction. You remember one of the profound words yesterday? Some people can live hungry than not to have a data. It's a weapon of mass destruction. Believe me, sir, the devil has caught us red-handed. Are you getting me, Gabriel? He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is telling the church. That even a man of God cannot pray fully for 10 minutes. He checks his phone. He checks his phone. And he's praying to God. And then he's texting someone. How many of us remember the revelation? Was it the month of August or July? That I talked about a man of God who was praying. Can you remember? And then it was just, and when he told him that, if you see what happened to me last week about that thing, let me say it. It's not about me as far. God brought that revelation again and moved it to the next level. Don't be distracted, though. I've told you. I've warned you. You know what will happen, sir? Let me tell you the trend that is happening. As we're preparing for this, some great guys, intelligent guys, I told our people that we pay for professionalism because our drive is excellence. So we're not interested about the cost. So some very smart guys, intelligent guys, were given some assignment from a very great ministry in this land. When it's got to do with excellence, when it's got to do with exactitude, when it's got to do with a face for ministry of the 21st century. To me, I don't care how you feel, they're number one. I don't care the controversy hovering around. They are number one. Their excellence is matchless. So these guys, and then one of them, in the midst of that, I think Brother Julius, but IK, I'm trying to remember who else was with me then. And then began to talk. And you know, what was alarming for me, I was happy they heard. Because it's the same thing. It's the same trend happening in churches. Because it's a bait of the end time. Oh, this one has left. Ah, what about that one that used to do this on the altar has left? What about that one that in fact it was the man of God that did his wedding and did this? He felt he has arrived, he left. Today he's struggling. What about that one? He's struggling. What about this one? He's struggling. And that one said, it's always a while, they will always struggle. They will have a new song again. See, you just discover that they will do the same thing. Doing the same thing, babbling people, lying to people. And I said, oh God, why? He said so many things. It became clear that it's the same template. The same template. And it's called the mystery of iniquity. The Bible says, he that shall let will let until it be taken away. Suddenly, those people will talk to another person. They will pull innocent soul along. But I won't call them innocent. They are stupid. Haven't heard what they've heard here. They pull them innocent souls. Innocent souls. That some of them will say, God told us that this is our place. They pull them innocent souls. God have mercy. They pull them along. I take my text from Numbers 21. You're going to be so blessed with this message. Because it's so strong. Levites, thank you for that song. Just thank you again and again. I honor your ministry. Thank you. It's so strong. It's so strong. You know, if we are saints of God, cannot learn from the trend of things happening in the society, as we saw that scripture, will be caught in it. Statistics shows that I don't know how they got that dimension, that the highest rate of suicide is from the church in America. Of course, the message also is the problem. I've said it before and I don't care how you feel. Because the message is always solution. 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 From one thing to another. After 3 months, you repeat the same thing. Solution. So you say, when you told me now that I'll have a child, fruitfulness, and I didn't have, what will happen? Do you understand? It was also said, and that one tore my heart because I heard that from Benin. Benin said that men of God are the ones that commit suicide most. Because probably they've gotten to a point whereby the word of God, Mamua, is not real to them again. I speak as a prophet. So you begin to embrace, especially you, this beautiful young man of God that is teaming up from in ministry. He sent me to lead you. I don't need you to say I'm your mentor. I don't need it. But you were born to listen to me. By default or by design. I beg you to be strong. You gotta be strong. You gotta be very strong. Rooted and firm. You know, you get to a point whereby, is it to please man or to do God's will? haven't said, you heard God said. And then people now begin to put you under pressure. So you get to a point. Who am I going to do? Who am I going to do His will? Whose voice must I hear? I speak. If you go contrary, you will rock, run, crawl in the path of discouragement until you become a disease for yourself. Because if He said anything to you, it is in your obedience to that thing that your glory lies, not in anyone's fear. You know why, sir? If the journey ends and you fail, they are the same people that will mock you. In fact, that is when they will now leave you properly. They will leave you without you will not be able to see them again. Numbers 21. Shall we rise to read the word of God? Nehemiah 8 verse 5 said, it was a culture that when it was time to read the word of God, all the people rose on their feet to hear to read the word. And after the word was read, they sat down. Numbers chapter 21 verse 1 to verse 7. If you want to read from your Bible, I think it's better for you. Numbers 21 verse 1 to verse 7. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Alright, let's read together from verse 1, 1 to go. And when King Arad, the Canaanite, who dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Ormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And our soul lorteth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they beat the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. All right. It's so beautiful to know that this is exactly a type and shadow of Jesus' fulfillment of assignment and destiny. Scripture said, the same way Moses lifted up the serpent, John chapter 3 and verse 14, so will also the Son of Man be lifted up. He went ahead and again and said in John chapter 12 and verse 32, he said, for if I be lifted up, what will I do? I will draw men. So, even in the midst of this story, it was actually a foretell of what will happen. But the strength here is so profound. Scripture said that the people of God were discouraged. I mean, for me, that is very remarkable. Because it was not the people of the world. It was the people of who? God. They were discouraged because of the way. Why were they discouraged? I show you 8 things. Why? Number one, because they never understood the way of God. That's what the scripture said. They never understood the way of God, the way that God had chosen for them. They wanted to go their own way. Can I tickle you? Scripture said that God decided, Olainka, a particular path for them to pass. But because when they began to see that this thing is not paying us, they were discouraged. I didn't want to go into the vow they had made before and God gave them that victory. At the end of the day, they flouted the vow. But that's a message for another day, because if we enter that one, we would derail. What was the way? The Bible said God had to pass them through the way of the Red Sea. Follow me, sir. If you sleep today, I don't know what will happen. You are not sleeping yet, but I'm prophesying over that one too. Sister Stella, what was the path? Let's go. Exodus chapter 13. I'm going to show you something. It will help you. From verse 17. Don't forget that statement. It was because they took them through the way of the Red Sea. Sudden discouragement came. Well, let's read this together. And this is so beautiful. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go. Now, what chapter is this? Follow me. What chapter is this, friends? Chapter 13. Chapter 12 was when they went. Can you remember, man of God? Was when they went. The Passover. The blood. Is that okay? And they left. So the next. Is that okay? Good. So follow God. Follow God. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was, you're saying, I'm not there yet, relax, my friend. Although that was near. God, by the way, what is wrong with you? Am I not the one that said I will bring you out? How I want to do it now, and how I'm going to get you there, is it your business? Are you now the one that will be dictating how you want me to take you? What is your problem? So God said, Philistines is the easiest path to get to the land of promise, which I told Abraham exactly 430 years ago. But God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. So what did I do? Verse 18. But God led the people about through where? The way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Why were they discouraged? Because they went through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, which God had foreordained that they must pass. And the children of Israel went up and nest out of the land of Egypt. Prepared, set, strong, capable. ready to go. Take over. Why? People discouraged. Number one, because they never understand crystal, the way of God. Number two, they never understand the why of God. The why. W-H-Y. They never understand the why of God. They didn't understand why God was doing it. And he knew why he was doing it. You know why he was doing it, sir? So that they won't be able to return back. That's what the Bible said. Do you understand? I just showed you now. If they went through the path of the Philistines, they will return back. God didn't want them to return back. What a master strategist, extraordinary strategist God I call him. How can you think about that? I'm going to ensure that they pass through the way of the Red Sea. And I've already, see predestination, brother. I've already ordained that the Red Sea must pathway for them. See predestination, brother. And as they pass through the Red Sea, I will close the Red Sea. So even if everything is terrible, make with a go. Make with a go. We can't go back. Red Sea don't close. And they will remember the issue of the Red Sea, man of God. You know the issue of the Red Sea? That Pharaoh and his chariot sank there. So, oh yeah, just they go. Follow me, they go. I'm very sure that's where that song came. Jehovah, follow me, they go. They go. Just. Why are God's people discouraged? They don't understand the way of God. They don't understand the why of God. Number three, they don't understand the weight of God. W-A-I-T. Weight. Weight. W-A-I-T. Weight. So they are so impatient. That is, no matter what I've said, understand God is saying there's always a waiting in view. There's always a waiting in view, man of God. He told you that you'll be a great man of God. There will be a time that you only have two members. God punish Satan for you, maybe for many years. Ask Yonggi Cho. He has the largest church in the world now. People are making noise. What's my business with that? Go and check history. And you discover that for 10 years, he didn't count 10. What is wrong with you? Then you're now putting yourself under stupid pressure. I now came to Ecclesia now. You're saying, oh God, do it for us. If I hear those stupid prayers, God of Ecclesia, do also our own for us. Those are stupid, careless, senseless, malicious prayers. And that's the trend of the world. The God that did it for this man, do my own for me. And you don't understand that your own is different from that man's own. And you're now wondering, God is not even doing the one he told you before. Now the one you're begging is not. So because you think God can be confused. You are the one confusing yourself. So forget it. It doesn't matter who's praying that prayer. If you have never heard me, don't let me hear from your mouth. If truly you want to follow God here. Don't let me hear the God of what? The God of this church. The God of that church. Where did you get that from? The body of Christ is one church. Abba, what is nonsense? So, sir, believe me, 10 years ago, nobody said it. He came in sometimes and became far out. And we dummies, don't we think? Must everybody think the same way? Because everybody is dressing like this or doing like this, must you go that direction? I'm concerned, I'm angry. What is wrong with you? They don't understand the weight of God. Because there's always a waiting in view for any promise. There's a waiting now. Number four. They never understood the word of God. The word of God. And that's why that scripture said, and it came to pass. Return that scripture. Return that scripture now. That should be that Exodus 13, Abi. And it came to pass. I mean, to me, that. Do you understand, sir? Now, do you understand? And it came to pass. meaning it was meant to be. They don't understand the word of God. So you see people comparing their lives with another person, making another person's ministry and another person's family a standard for their own. Number five, why are people discourage God's people? Discourage because they don't understand the workings of God. They want speed. They want it hastily. And suddenly they were forgotten seed time must come before harvest. So they want harvest fast. So they try to force their fruitful season even before the seed has been truly planted. And they pray stupid prayers. They don't understand the workings of God. That there is what is called fullness of time. I showed you, was it 2 days ago? Acts chapter 2 verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Meaning, and I told you, Pentecost is 50 days. So it was after 50 days that experience happened. Meaning at the 49th day, God would have come down. And Pentecost had been promised even before Jesus came. I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Do you understand? But I need it to fully come. Why? You see, that's why I said, he said, fullness of time, the dispensation. What is dispensation again? God managing the affairs of a man. So when you get to this point, you understand that it is God at work. And that's why your relationship with God becomes profound. Because when you get to this point, he will tamper with what he will tamper with is not your debate. He will take what he will take away. He will allow what will be. He will disallow what must not be. So you just live your life floating. Because it is God that worketh in you, but to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do you understand, sir? Number six. Why do God's people get discouraged? Because they don't understand the will of God. That is his plan all along. Because they don't understand they were not the one that made it. It was one that made the will. Do you understand? This is my will. This is my will. They were the ones that made the will. Their own will. But God had a will. Are you with me, somebody? God told Abraham in Genesis 15, 13 to 14. Abraham, your seeds will be under captivity in another land for 400 years. And my idea is that ultimately I'll bring them out. I won't defeat them, those people that held them captive. So it was written, it was the will of God. Have you ever thought of it, sir? I'm just thinking. For those of us that have watched films of great escapes, putting at the back of your mind what we have just reiterated now, that it was in the mind of God that they must be in that land. So someone will just wake up and say, let's escape. Will it happen? No. This is God at work. So, what happened, sir? they become frustrated in the midst of it. They will die one after the other, all trying to escape. But do you notice that when it was time to go, they didn't need any security man. They went out. The Bible said they went out gallantly and nest out of Egypt. Not one person could say, where are you going? Not one master, tax master, could say, you are not going with your child. They released them freely. Can I pray for you? Then the fullness of time, you will step out. Can I pray for you? And the fullness of time, you will ensure that everything that God has said will be fulfilled through you. Yeah. Think about it. So the people are discouraged because they don't understand the will of God. Kenny, that's why, you see, I don't need you to like me or be close to me. Just be close to God. Just be cool. Because that's what you need. Because I can't tell you the will of God. It is God that will show you His will for your life. There's corporate will, there's personal will. Do you understand? I said that the first day. Are you get what I'm trying to say? There's a personal will of God for your life. So when you don't understand the will of God, sir, you get discouraged. Because you don't know what God is doing. You don't know what God is doing. You don't know what God is preparing you for. So you begin to make wrong decisions and take crazy steps. Why are God's people discouraged? Number 7, because they don't understand the wisdom of God. They don't understand the wisdom of God. And what was that wisdom? We saw in that Exodus chapter 13. That wisdom was very clear and profound. Huh? Do you know the wisdom? What was the wisdom? So that they won't go back. So that they will be prepared. So that they will be strong. Do you know the jackpot of the wisdom? You want to hear it? So that their taskmaster, because of what he had said ahead, so that they will all drown in the Red Sea. Wisdom. Oh, the depth of it. His ways are past finding out. Romans chapter 11 verse 33. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. He's visible around you. You're so blind. The wisdom of God. But instead of you to embrace it, you're complaining. The wisdom of God. For by it kings reign. The wisdom of God is in display. It's available. But you can't see the wisdom of God. God is wiser than you are. Number 8. Why do God's people get so discouraged? Because they don't understand the wonders of God. It's not rhyme. It's the one that gave me, so don't think it's rhyme. It's a www. No, I don't know what you think. You think I went to nursery school or what? They don't understand the wonders of God. You know the wonder? I showed you already. John 3:14, John 12:32. It was a template of Jesus. Wonder. Remember, the beauty about the Old Testament and New Testament that I revealed to us in Gilgal, December Gilgal. What is the New Testament? The whole Testament concealed. What is the Old Testament? Confused. Hold on. Common sense. You see, you failed the exam. Oh yeah, tear a sheet of paper and write. What is the New Testament? Do you understand? And what is the Old Testament? So don't let any nonsense man of God tell you that Old Testament had been aborted. It's not true. Scriptures, Jesus said, I came to fulfill the law. You know, there's some careless statement I've heard in this my 3-year isolation. All in the name of someone is trying to encourage himself. They bring it out of context. Like, can I think of we should read the epistles? Can I come and you? How can I not be reading Mark, Luke, and John? I've suffered though. When I tell you my story, you understand. Careless, unscriptural, unethical, because they are listening to wrong people. So, you can imagine if God didn't root me, I would have been lost by nonsense, 5 senses operation. Bad market. They don't understand the wonders of God. He made that to happen because he needed a template for the coming of Jesus on the cross. Wow. Wow. Kevin, God is on your side. Wow. Can I show you? Have I defined discouragement? No, it's good. I think the style of yesterday is what we should adopt. Huh? Number one, I didn't say define this discouragement too. The signals of discouragement. The signs and symptoms. I want to go medical. You know, these are the message you don't rush. So I can sink. Because, sir, there are some templates that you would not be able to correct. If you are called of God, I'm not saying to ministry every call, any kind of call. MTN call, Airtel call, Globe. If you are called of God, there must be this in operation in your life. Even Jesus was discouraged. I'll show you so many things. Well, when you look at the story, so we just have that at just a reflection. When you look at the story of the children of Israel, as they got to the border of their glory in Kadesh Barnea, that was when everything scattered. So put that at the back of your mind. Symptoms, signals, signs of discouragement. Number one, loss of vision. Loss of vision. Suddenly, they that said this, they've seen promised land, they're going to promised land. Vision became blurry. It's not clear again. It's not clear. They can't see again well. Loss of vision. If you have started losing your vision, there's discouragement already around. And it's really knocking strong at the door. Number two, loss of enthusiasm. You that used to be so passionate about what you are saying, suddenly there's no passion, no life. Nothing. No fire, no ginger. Number three, isolation. And understand, sir, what the devil does, he brings in discouragement so as to isolate you. Thereby, he can devastate you. Pulling you away, he will begin to pull you away from those that you used to take comfort from. He will begin to pull you away from church. Pull you away from family. Pull you away. In the animal kingdom, the predator does not have any strong right to pounce on his prey until he isolates the prey. So, you see them walking as a fold, a flock, herd, synergy coming together. So when the lion, for an instance, wants to pick a prey, all he does, guess what? Distraction. So by distraction, he derails. And as he derails, it's calm down. Number four, comparison. Comparison. You saw what happened to Judah and Israel? They were comparing themselves with their enemies. Why is our own like this? Why is it like this? Why is not our ministry better than this? Oh God. Comparing themselves with the people that God said they are going to be lord over. Comparison. Number five, threats. Threats. Elijah, man of God, as anointed as he was so sad. Just as anointed as he was. In fact, just the thought of it is already giving me a lot of heaviness in my spirit. That's chapter 19. Jezebel threatened him. Said, Mio, as long as I'm alive, I will see that you are a dead man. Ah. From verse 2, if you can. Ah. Woman threatened him. And he said, Lord, there's no need. I'm not better than my fathers. Kill me. And the Bible says he sat at the juniper tree, wondering his life. The Bible says he ran. Go back. Let's see, man of God. Let's go. Go back. So then Jezebel sent a message. Now, hold on, sir. Are you aware, chapter 18, just few verses away, he just finished killing how many? 450 prophets of Baal. How many? Only one man riot squad. He didn't need an assistant. He didn't need anybody. Hold their neck. Tie them. No tying. Shua. Woman. Are you a woman? Why are you laughing? And Jezebel sent a message unto Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow, about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life. Ah! Oja! And came to Beersheba with, Kayode, what's wrong with you? With belonged to Judah. And left his servant there. His servant to take Kumatele. Left him. Follow. What kind of man of God is that? See, where's the little brother? Discouragement and say. See, he didn't come with you discouraged. The pressure is much. I feel for him, not me. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. Sir, you know what a day's journey means? 24 hours. Sir, the Bible said he didn't walk, he ran. Why are you looking at me? Am I the one that read the Bible? He ran. Hey! A woman, no, mommy, what? A woman spoke, he ran 24 hours. Yeah. Follow me. And he sat down. Yeah. Under the juniper tree. And see prayer points. See, my father, hear me today. I want to die. And he said, it's enough. I'm tired. Take away my life. I'm done better than my fathers. What an insult. What was Elijah called? Elijah, son of what? Son of who? Kish. Kish was not his father's name. I'm going to leave you to go and study. It's a dimension. He brought himself into it. He's now suddenly calling his fathers into ministry assignment that God didn't call his fathers into. Listen to me, sir. Why you must not be discouraged or be bothered about the threat of anybody or in their careless statements. That was when the destiny of Elijah switched. As at that point, Elijah was still set to fulfill destiny in full. But when he got to the point of being threatened and ran and asked for God to take his life, you know what God told him? After everything, you know, because you don't read the Bible full. It's a generation of very, very lazy Christians. You know, after everything he had taken, the angel came to give him, and you take that as communion. You blew that as a message for communion. And then you, when you want to collect money from church members, now say, did we do something? He gave me the prophet first. But sir, after everything, guess what happened? God told him, now that you've gotten to a point whereby threat had brought discouragement and had ended you in derailment, divide your destiny into three. That's why, you know, there's some things, Lord, the spirit of Elijah, I don't want the spirit. Because when you talk about the spirit of anyone, it's not just the fire and the prayer. You also collect the discouragement and the abandonment of assignment. Be careful. All this normal trend of statements, it doesn't work. You now say, he was on fire before he left. You use your mouth to cover yourself. The spirit of Elijah, I was the spirit of Elijah. It's good though. But when discouragement comes, you will run. Because it's not spirit of Elijah, it's the spirit you ask for. Spirit of Christ, Lord Nkuba. Sir. Oh, good man. Thank you. So, and the Lord said unto him, go, return to thy way. Just go back. The wilderness of Damascus. And when you get there, anoint Azariah as king over Syria. Because I actually had the assignment to, you see, go and study yourself to make you rule Syria. Go on. Anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, to be king over Israel. And Elisha, with your eyes open, you are not dead. Anoint him to be prophet in your place. Eyes open, destiny exchange. And you're shaking your head. Am I the one that wrote it? I didn't write it. Verse 17. And it shall come to pass, now that you've changed every plan I had, it shall come to pass. For you to understand what is so painful, Elisha was a businessman. No? But because this carelessness came, so everything was scattered. Remember again, don't forget. Oh, that's why, you see, if you don't follow the sequence of all the mystery series, you won't enjoy it. Remember, two dimensions of predestination. Predestination of what? Purpose. Predestination of person. So, did you get that now? Predestination of purpose. Everything that Elijah was to do was still to be done, but this time around, person changed. Three people did it. Use your head. It shall come to pass that in that, you know, men of God like quoting this scripture, sword of Isaiah, you know, escape sword of Jew, escape sword of Elisha. They always bring scripture out of context. He was talking about destiny scattered. Threat! They threaten you. Even in dream, they threaten you. And then you are falling for threat. For what? You know what threat does? It paralyzes your activity. That's the target. In Acts chapter 4, the Bible said, they gathered all the apostles. They beat them to stupor. And the Bible said, they said, let us threaten them so that they won't be able to do anything about kingdom gospel again. Verse 17. They threatened them. So when they began to pray, they said, Lord, build their threatenings. Just as David said, why do they eat the rich? Or the people imagine a vain thing? Lord, grant us now power and boldness to recover our activities. Threat is a bait for distraction, discouragement. And you don't know it sometimes. It may not be violent. It may not be violent. Sometimes. It can be so subtle that you don't know. Sir, just a passing statement, Victor. It drops as a threat in your spirit. That's why you see, sir, I've told you. You see, if you want to run this race well, you just know who you talk to. You know who you don't talk to. You know who you don't greet. Even there, I honor you. I honor you. Pastor Tobito. Just keep it there. That is, after honoring me, that's all. Don't go closer. You know. Sir, I'm not... You see, you better understand. I honor you. I honor you, but no problem. But after honoring, that's all. Stay there. Stay there. Sir, do you understand, sir? You see, I want us to leave this place with every weight of sense of so much jealousy over your destiny. That you don't dangle it up and down. You're so loose. Your heart cannot carry social media. You are there. What are you doing there? Did you put your name there? Is your name among the list? What are you doing there? I was rounding him up as chaplain of Covenant University. I think it should be June or July. God servant, I asked him, can you come and preach this morning? So, and that was around past 6. He said I should just stand by or whatever. So interestingly, I remember I was just about going to the altar, then I got his call that he's coming. So he came in. And then when he came, he preached the word. You will know that it was not really. But I just felt these people should be blessed by you. So the message was over. So he entered his car. I remember that particular day. It was his black autobiograph Range Rover. And then they slammed the door. So he said bye bye. I was with a particular man of God. I won't tell you his name. The vice principal and all the other management board had gone back inside the chapel. So they slammed the door. He now tapped his driver because I could still see. He said, reverse. You know what he asked me? Victor, are you on social media? Are you on Facebook? I said, no, daddy. The day I see you there. You see, you know, you are too spiritual. You are so spiritual that even the little words, I was telling Brian and my brother something yesterday of what that man of God said over my life that I'm seeing happen me now verbatim. Ordinary words that doesn't look easy. And I remember when he said it, I reacted. Why? Your family. And then you're telling me, I reacted. But thank God, I told my brother and I told Brian, I recorded it and I wrote it down. Because I'm smarter than you. I've gotten my phone recorded and I'm writing. So it's not like, it's writing and recording. Now it has come to pass, Papa. He said, if I see you on social media, you ask the other man, are you on social media? He didn't ask him anything. He left him. But you, the day I see you on social media, on Facebook, that was the word. Sir, you can imagine. We didn't talk about Facebook. Service had ended. You were driving. You reversed. Victor, are you on Facebook? No. I must not see you there. There are some people... See, I mean, I don't know for you, but with the issue, there are over 5,000 followers of you on Facebook. He's someone that is a manager. I don't even know the person. You are wasting your time. I can never be there. Because prophecy had gone ahead. I'm not careless like you. The Lord said, And he's a liar. The Lord never told you anything. I don't know why I'm saying this for someone. To rescue yourself. Then you're just wondering, why is it so good? Why is these things working for him? They look simple, but they're potent. They are potent. May God give you understanding if you choose to. Number 6, symptoms, signs of discouragement. Altered statements. Suddenly, you that used to say that God said that this will be, now from nowhere, God has stopped saying. Did you see what happened to them, sir? In that number chapter 13 and chapter 14. Go and check the land. Go and check the land. Because for every land you must take over, you must always have a foreview, a foresight. It's a principle. Go and check the land. They only ask you to check the land. Suddenly, because of what they saw, by the reason of discouragement. Guess what, sir? God told them that the land belonged to them. And told them that they will inherit the land. They said to God that they are grasshoppers. Altered statement. Altered statement. And that alters you. You know the end of the story, sir. That's Numbers 33. Thank you. The end of the story was clear. Everyone, you know, I just called Orema just now. Did you observe, brothers and sisters, that they didn't give us the names of the 12 spies? They only gave us the names of the two that made the right statement, Caleb and Joshua. They didn't give us the name of the 10, because any negative rubbish is not relevant. I don't know what you are looking for. God didn't recognize them. Book, Bible didn't recognize them. What is wrong with you? You are now making someone's statement to become a recognition in your life. Shut up! Abba! They were never mentioned! Nobody knew them! I know what happened, sir. The sad news was this. Scripture said, everybody that believed what they said, those 10, all of them went down with their children. That was what caused the 40 years delay. Just to ensure that God separates the discouraged from the encouraged. You will get your promised land. Yeah. Sir, you see what the knowledge of the word of God does? It demystifies everything. So you could see that it was not the devil that stopped them. You see, that's why you see, forget all these demons. All this is normal. You want to hear the truth? God said to me, he said, every church system must have demons. He said to me, he said, if you pray them out, the church will not grow. He told me. So leave them. Say it's part of it. Because everything must grow in the midst of challenge. I will build my church. He didn't say I will cast out demons. I will build my church. He didn't say I will destroy the devil. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Meaning they will try to prevail, but they can't. All this scattered nonsense prayer you pray. Scattered nonsense prayer. That's why you brought the church into a nonsense. After many all nights. Can I shock you, sir? There will never be all nights here. Because it's not a template for us. Me, I don't care with you. Scattered nonsense prayer. Scattered nonsense prayer. At the end of the day, you are not really true about the scriptures. They do hear one of my most profound scriptures. Why? They don't understand the word and the power of God. Men enter error. You know that scripture? 22? Matthew? 29. Blessed assurance. Jesus is God. You do hear. You enter error when you don't know the scriptures. Not the ability of God. The operations of God. It's called the power of God. Exousia. Do you understand? Number one now. Negativity and pessimism. Just as I've said, who cares to know their names? I can't. It's not possible. They didn't have a name. We can't get there. We can't. That's why you place inside the can. I beg of you, don't be discouraged. Please don't be. Because you know what discouragement does is to make you a coward. You become a coward. You that should be so daring to take a very striking step, Harry. You now turn back. You are not a coward because you can't take risk. You can't dare the undearable. You can't take fronting steps and not look back. You become a sissy, a jelly of your destiny. Because you are discouraged. All right, let me define. Number one. You know what? Shout it. I will never be discouraged again. That shout has just made you quite discouraged. Let me tell you something about the mystery of the atmosphere of creation. He told me because all things were made by. So understand, bro. Anytime the word of God is on till, creation is happening. So he said to me, anytime you are releasing my word, an atmosphere of creation is made. So, men must be smart. That's why I always make you make confessions, make declarations, to dive into it. Suggesting, in the message of discouragement like this, I will never be discouraged again, is a call from the altar, a response from the pew, will be with much sagacity and authority and cutting and bannering. I appropriate this. I will never be discouraged. It will be that in 2021, September 1st, when an attack launched against you, full mass flow of discouragement comes, the statement you make will lift up a standard against it. So understand why not jumping up and sitting down and getting excited about a message does not tickle me. I know the template he gave to me. Create an atmosphere of creation via the word and smart people, instead of just looking like mumu and writing like secretary. They make response even before the response is made. Into that, they dive into what is available that speaks ahead of them. Everything God spoke ahead in Genesis chapter 1, 6,000 years ago, is still in operation today. Let the sun remain as the sun drop. Let the plants keep planting. Even when you live here, you carry a seed and drop on the earth. What happens, sir? It grows. I will never be discouraged again. One more time, I will never be discouraged again. Walk length and breadth, few don't go far. Length and breadth. suggesting, you are walking through your path of destiny on inner, and keep saying, I'll never be discouraged again. Never be discouraged again. Never be discouraged again. No discouragement. How can you start something you stop? It's because you are discouraged. How can you start, you close it? It's because you are discouraged. Abba, it will speak for you. It's destiny you are walking on. You are walking into, you are walking through. Children, say it, say it, say it. Your parents could have deprived you of going to school today. If this is not relevant for God for you, say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Never be discouraged again. Never. It will not be mentioned again. That me, I started and I stopped because someone left me, because someone said, because people accused me, because someone threatened me, because people gathered against me. Never be discouraged again. In Jesus' name. He that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messenger, I stand in my office to declare and decree, everyone under the sound of my voice, on ground and online, and anytime you pick this message, you will never be discouraged again. Please be seated. What is discouragement? Discouragement defined. Number one is the despair of hope and confidence in God. Despair of hope and confidence in God. I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you. Anytime, any day, I have confidence in you, Jehovah. Number two, just as it is said, discourage. It is the disappearance of courage. Discourage. Discouragement is a taking out and off of courage. Your courage is the fuel for your accomplishment in life. So when discouragement is set in, almost what is your tank in here? They've sucked your fuel. So you are going to burn empty tank. You may not reach Kabusa Junction. Meanwhile, you are going to Kogi State. This courage. So it's an attack to afflict your courage, which is the strength of your accomplishment. Joshua, hey, only be courageous. Two, be thou courageous. Have I not told you? Three, only be thou courageous. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, verse 7, and verse 9. God is not confused. God even prayed for Joshua. He only told him, I'm encouraging you. See. Moses lost it. Now, to get to any promised assignment, it's courage you need, boy. Young man, courage. So don't entertain this appearance of courage. Number three. What is discouragement? Is the mother of abandoned vision. Discouragement will always come first, then abandoned vision will be produced. Get off, my friend! and get that thing done now. Why did you abandon it? Get back to that deal you said you wanted to do. Get back to that assignment. Get back to that thing you said you believe that it's coming from your heart to get done. Number four. Discouragement is the loss of your inner will and drive. An agile worketh in you. Remember, 2 days ago. So you just lose it. Inner will and drive. You don't have no ginger. You're not driven again. And you started something before. Because now, something happened, someone happened. Something said, someone said. Something didn't work, someone didn't work. No drive again. You that your statements, your actions, your dispositions shows that you were driven at the initial. Now no drive. Something has punctured it. It's discouragement. Number what? Five. Listen to this. Discouragement is the destiny accident on the highways of your life all by yourself. Discouragement is the destiny accident on the highways of your life all by yourself. All by yourself. So it wasn't that it was a keke napep that crossed your path. It wasn't that it was one car that jammed you. You were the one that jammed and killed yourself. Self. You are the one. Joshua, see you. See. Forget mountains. Forget all those nations. One thing I will tell you. Don't be discouraged. If you are discouraged, you will stop my plan for your life yourself. It's not the devil. Are there no devils around? They are. But understand, Joshua. If I truly called you, the devil cannot be a factor. Man of God, understand. Do better things than binding the devil. All things work together for good. Now, shall we stop predestination? Don't be discouraged. It's a button of self-destruction. Don't press it. Leave it. Let it stay there. Don't be discouraged. All by yourself. On your highway. That you should be enjoying full top speed. I mean, I don't know about you, but you can imagine how remarkable this is. A plain road, clear road. No bike, no keke, no car, nothing. And someone just had an accident on his own. If you live here and still remain, I will be very angry with you. In fact, I'm taking my time to watch the eyes of the Ecclesians. If you take any aspect, now that I'm fully out, I will tell you to leave. Because if God cannot offer you his word, there's nothing else. What is wrong with you? Why should you make your life a mockery of a man of God's counsel? When you can't hear God's counsel, what's wrong with you? And you take over a generation. How will you take over? When you've not finished the assignment, how will you take over your people? You think God is irresponsible and he will hand over people to you to go and damage their life? I will personally tell you, hey, before I used to send Brian, I will tell you myself, don't. Go anywhere else. Enjoy your life. The most important thing, you make heaven. There's nothing, nobody, see, you want to hear this shocker, apostle. Nobody will get to heaven and say, which church did you go to? Oh my God, you're a winner. Special heaven. Oh my God, you're a loser. It's, no. It's something like that. There's nothing. See, you see, it's as if we're having problems. I'm angry that people magnify church above Christ. How I stoned you 2 days ago. How did the church was born? Revelation of Christ birthed the church. Why should the product now supersede the producer? What nonsense is this? If I see you discouraged, I will chase you out. I promise you. But and may it not happen that I got to know that you started a thing and you closed it, I will chase you out. I'm not a pastor, I'm a voice. It's a pastor that encourages. He didn't call me to encourage you. He called me to give you courage. It is when your courage is not enough, that is when you become encouraged. It is when your courage has finished, that's when you become discouraged. Eyibonio, he didn't send me to encourage you. He sent me to impart you with courage. So I know my assignment. Get up from that nonsense and take yourself. Go open that shop again. Go and do that thing again. Any small thing you close. Are you sick? What's wrong with you? Unbelievers, they stay on it until they break through. Look at you. And they will go for breakthrough services. Breakthrough services. But you are not broken through. Man mocking our God. And they will now say, if this is Christianity, I'm not interested. Shout it again. I will never be destroyed again. What's wrong with us? You go for someone to encourage us. Someone, I've been thinking. Thinking what? See statements. Carelessly, adults. I've been thinking. Think, you know that you're thinking how to take over. You're thinking. I'm thinking. And it's you that got called. Someone now came into your life. Now. Don't worry. I will soon show you the root of discouragement. Is that okay? Huh? I'll soon show you the root. If we get there. You know. Someone just came into your life from nowhere. You that were separated from your mother's womb to do something. Someone just came into your life from nowhere. Now it now becomes the reason why you stop what you are doing. What a shame. What? Who do you take God for? Huh? Who do you take God for? What nonsense is that? Remember? Predestination? Remember? It was information that gave birth to your formation. I foreknew you. I predestinated you to be called. So he can be glorified. And suddenly someone now came into your life. Who didn't know you were foreknown? Who didn't know that this is predestination? You now say you are discouraged. That you don't want to enter destiny. Are you normal? And then, you know what makes me angry? What makes me angry is after this one, you now say it's the devil. And you'll be praying. Praying what? Praying what? It's the devil. What devil? Devil against what you have been ordained for? I mean, which Bible are you reading? Which Bible are you reading, sir? Can't you allow the scripture to fulfill your life? Even when they did all, the Bible said, if they had known, they wouldn't have crucified him. Because how many things work together for good? Destiny. So, this is his destiny. I have seen the end from the beginning. A foreknowledge. It is that information that I, God, have that now found you. It is the end I want to see happen to you. Because the end is glorification. In my foreknowledge, I've seen many, many events that will happen in your life, including evils. So, I've prepared ways of escape. That if the devil places an impasse, a barricade, I will turn it to a passage. What is there for Stella the discouragement? So I know that all things will work together for my good. If only I can be encouraged, because I'm called by God. He settled, I'm called. So I can't be discouraged, brother. Do you understand? Where's that song? Come and sing for me. Instruments of worship, please come. And that's a song in my spirit. Why should I feel discouraged?
speak in tongues, everybody. Speak in tongues loud, my brother, my sister. You may be seated. Number 6. Discouragement is the very senior brother of derailment. And it has two junior sisters. Doubt and depression. I know them very well, though. Discouragement is the very senior brother of derailment. With two sisters, junior sisters, called doubt and depression. Number 7. As a spiritual medical practitioner, discouragement is a destined disease and disorder of high eternal consequence. It's a destiny disease and disorder of high eternal consequence that leaves its victims to suffer destino paralysia. Write it down. That is the paralysis of destiny. To me, that's the greatest definition I've given you. See, you're too fast. I'll say it again. Autant, destino paralysia. Huh? The paralysis of destiny. Autant. Huh? Destino paralysia. You get my point? Simple. Discouragement is the destiny disease and disorder of high eternal consequence that leaves its victim to suffer destino paralysia. Ah! John the Baptist is calling. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, John said, "See you. The one that is coming after me is greater than me. Even his shoelace, I can't try it. Me, I'm using water. This guy will use Holy Ghost and fire." Endorse Jesus' destiny. In John chapter 1 and verse 29, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh the sin of the world." It was a public pronouncement. When discouragement set in, the same John denounced Jesus. In Matthew chapter 11, after he was captured by Herod, he sent his disciples, Bible said verse 2, say, come guys, go and ask, that is he the Christ that we are looking for, or there's another one to come? A man that announced to everybody, the Lamb of the world that taketh the sin of the whole world. Suddenly everything began to change. And Jesus said, "Ah, what's happening here? Ah, who do you think John is? An ordinary guy? Nobody is greater than him. But look at what has happened to him. There was no man of God in the scripture that was beheaded. He was the only one.
But Jesus said he was the greatest. But discouragement removed his head and dropped it on a plate for a little girl. If you are discouraged, you have your life to live. I produce the word of God to you clear. Take it raw. Swallow it all. Don't spill it out. You have no reason. Let the devil throw his best shot. He used his mouth to alter destiny. I mean, sir, think about it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It doesn't matter what's happening in the prison. I know God is faithful. I've done my part of the deal. He's ever alive. Oh, and then his disciples. Jesus is doing very well. Oh, bless God. That's the reason I came now. Shebi, I told you. No, none of you knew that it was. I was the one that told you it's Jesus. I'm so excited. He's the fruit of my ministry. Because I was the one that baptized him. I bless God for his life. But look at him. He said contrary. Altered statement. Altered destiny. You know, the Bible is so beautiful that, you see, just enjoy the Bible, the word of God. You will see every story in it. Very soon, we'll soon start learning government in this place. And it will be scripture. Scripture, he taught me. Scripture, you will be shocked. Scripture, the simplest scripture, we'll dissect it, government. Because we want to take over. So you understand. Don't be discouraged. How can Jesus say, who do you think John is? You think he's one of the prophets? You think he's like David? Like Abraham? No! Of all men, born of a woman. Nobody. What a comparison. How can Jesus say, that's too strong a statement. But he was the only man of God that they removed his head like a chicken. Anointing could not stop discouragement. Be careful. Now, it is now your wife that is encouraging you at your age. It is well. What is well? What's that? Be strong. You're a man crying. Be strong. And you're always saying, be strong. Be strong. I say, I'm trying, dear. I'm trying. And then she now say, you are making me to cry. I say, until we are crying. And then I trust someone like Sharon will just cry. Hey, daddy, mommy, why are you crying? Tell me. What's wrong with two of you? I know that Sharon can do that one. At your age. So I'm discouraged. You know, there's some, if I, there, you know, from now, there's some statement you don't even say, even if it's happening. You don't say it again, even if it's happening. We're fine, man. We're good here. Glory to God. We are good here. Doing your toilet, you just finish crying. Hallelujah! Jesus is Lord. No, it's well. Can't you? You're not even sensitive. You're not sensitive to my needs. You're not sensitive to my emotions. Are you a thief? We came to take over a world. We'll now be managing one person. Take over a world. We're not managing one person. One person. Tell me. One person light. Take over a world. Managing one person. And that's a distraction, huh? To keep you emotionally engaged and disengaged from God. I'm going to walk. Oh, how can you leave me in this state? How can you leave me in this state? And you say you love me. This thing is not real. It's not funny, or a bluku don't tell me. It's not funny. As a truth. Are you getting what I'm trying to talk about? I'm just trying to look at picture. Jesus Christ had three brothers, two sisters. They came one day to describe him. They said, shut down, get out. He said, who are my families? Anyone that is hearing my word is my family. This one is my family. Every time Jesus will be preaching, the mother will be hanging around. Woman, you don't know I'm speaking about my father's business. Stay, stay, man, stay now. Stay. You know, I still love you. Just stay. Let me do this work. Say, And then I can imagine Andrew, Jesus, PA, PRO, Public Relations Officer. Sir. The next itinerary is that you are going to Capernaum. Capernaum. What time? Tomorrow. Sir. Your mom said it's coming today. Cancelled. That is, Capernaum is cancelled because your mom is coming. See your life. I'm just imagining Jesus. See our generation. It's cancelled. My mom comes first. How dumb thou art. You know the beauty of what I've just said, sir. At the end of the day, when Jesus Christ was to depart, the only emotional statement he made was about his mom. John, my beloved, take care of my mom the same way you've loved me, and see her as your mom. Go and check commentaries. John decorated the life of Mary far more than Joseph and all his five siblings and Jesus did combine. God knows how to compensate. Your brain is too small. You know, we've brought emotions into jargons. So many emotional nonsense. Can I go ahead or should stop? I should go ahead. Thank you. But by 12 I must stop because 1:30. Kai, men of God, Jesus. God is ready for us. The devastation of discouragement. Now, wow, this man. I wonder where he's getting these messages from. Ask the one that sent me. The devastation of discouragement. From that story of John, sir, five things I saw as he showed me. The devastation of discouragement. Number one, questioning of your vision, revelation, affirmation, destination. Questioning. You began to question it. That's what happened to John. Questioning of your vision, revelation, affirmation, confirmation. You began to question. Number two, doubt of the love, will, doctrine of God, and plan of God for your life. Doubt of the love of God, the will of God, the doctrine of God, and the plan of God for your life. You become devastated because of this discouragement. So you begin to doubt everything that God is doing in your life. Number three, longer stay in the prison of life. Longer stay. He postponed the day of his release by being discouraged. Longer stay in the prison of life. Number four, offense birth. The birth of offense. Devastation of discouragement. Number four, the birth of offense. You know what Jesus said in that Matthew chapter, that same chapter 11 verse 6. He said, blessed is he who is not offended in me. That man is blessed though. But this guy just lost the hand of God. Barak, the power of God upon his life was just removed. Blessed is he who is not offended in me. Offense. I've said it before. Offense. 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 So what it does is this. Offense removes fence of God off you. So you are naked. No security again. Because when he was offended, they removed his head. When he was not offended, his head was on his neck. Even Herod was afraid. Though he left him in the prison, he was afraid of touching him. But immediately that protection was punctured by the force of offense. He lost. Use your head. Number five. Ultimately, leading to untimely death by beheading. Leading to untimely death by beheading. That will never be your story. That amen is not good. Do you understand? I will never run my journey halfway until
I reach my goal. I will never, never run my journey halfway until I reach my goal. Until I reach my goal, until I reach my goal. Oh, until I reach my goal. I will never, never run my journey halfway. Until I reach.
Let me show you another man of God. His name is called David. David Modupe, David. Kama Shebo Seba. Psalm 73 from verse 1. Follow me. Truly, God is good. Someone say amen. Even to such as are of a clean heart. Go on. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well near slipped. I was discouraged. Why? I began to see he's working for others. He's not working for us. They just got married. They have a child. The wife has gotten a new job. They've changed their car again. Even AB has traveled abroad to do masters. See me. Doors to discouragement. I show you two. There are many. Two. One. Comparison. David, that's what he did. Comparison. He was, sir, he was so, if you go through that scripture, he was so devastatingly discouraged. What is this? See what is happening to this one. See what is happening to that one. Why is my case like this? God, this one, that one. But thank God. See verse 17. That's why you see all these bringing scriptures. 17. Go to 17. You know, out of context is not the best. See, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood I their end. Meaning, their own part is different from mine. Where they will end cannot be compared to the glory that lies ahead of me. At the end of the day now, there's only one throne. It's called the throne of David in heaven. Use your head. I didn't know. I found myself entangling nonsense, comparing jargons. Can't you see how this woman takes care of the husband? Can't you see? Well, can't you take care of me like the way she's taking care of her husband? Are you sick? Can't you see? I especially women of God. I just like, oh my God. I just like Mommy Becky. Oh, Mommy Becky. Love her. Go and marry her. I just like her. And you don't know what led to it. Because then, that great man of God was under the pressure of women. And marriage was about to crash. She rescued him. I'll be following up and down like glue and gum. Now they've now blow. You don't even understand that's what happened. Meanwhile, your wife is not wired for that. You say you must do like that. Just do like that. Don't just do like that. That when I'm preaching, just stand and say, oh. And then she can't sing. Go. She doesn't sing off key. She sings no key. She can't sing. Do you hear what I said?
You know off. Shey, you know off. Off is off. No key is no key. And you now be singing. Just singing. Because you are seeing another person's template of destiny. Comparison. They that compare themselves to themselves are foolish. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. Comparison. So it brings discouragement. How can a Christian be 3 and we are 7? Oh Lord, why? Father, do it. Do it. The God of victory is a lie. There's no God of victory. It's a God of all the earth. Do you understand what is wrong with us? Why are we like this? Why are we like this? And the devil will just be so excited about how silly we have become. So excited. So excited. Sir, do you understand what I'm saying? Never compare. Because you don't know what is behind the scene. Never compare. Never compare. I mean, I'm just in the flow of the trend of what is happening to some great men of God. Is he that great man of God, T.B. Joshua? Is that awesome man of God, Apostle Suleiman? Is that great man of God, Koza? Reverend Fatou Igbo? Never compare. And you will see their wives standing by them. Are you aware that T.B. Joshua's wife has a PhD? The husband does not have primary school. And you will never see her take prayer points. She sits in the congregation anywhere. But she's the strength of that man. Even when some allegations became clear of those other men of God that I said, I don't want to call them again. Because I honor all great men of God. Their wives stood by them and protected them. And people will say they are lying. Who cares? So what's your comparison? And for some of us as men of God. You see Kenneth again. You never saw his wife even taking offering. That was silly alone. She never took offering. Oretta. She never took offering one day. And then your wife, who was not called to ministry, you impose on her, you must take offering. And she'll be disgracing you. And have you noticed, since when she started taking offering, your finance of the ministry is going down. You are careless. And then you now come to Ecclesia. You now see my own adoption of making offering short. You're not going to adopt it in your own. It's a lie. They won't give. Sir, you see, I'm speaking sense to you. Because you don't know template. You are too stupid and careless. Comparing consistently. He doesn't hear, let him hear. Number 2. Door of what? Follow me. Who are we looking at here? David. Can I show you something? You will like it. So he came to chapter 73 and began to be discouraged. Talking nonsense. How did it happen? You know what you do? Pretext. Do me a pretext. Pretext. So before chapter 73, there must be a chapter 72. The last verse. See jackpot. Chapter 72, the last verse. Right, read loud. 1, 2, go. He stopped praying. Number 2, door to discouragement. Prayerlessness. He ended prayer. Discouragement came. And that's the attack. That's the attack of all these threats and discouragement. It's to ensure that you stop praying. Do you understand, sir? Be strong, my brother. Take that step again. Be daring. Be bold. What's wrong with you? What have you seen that others have not seen? You now ended prayer. Who told you to end it? Who told you to end the prayer? Way out, number one. I would love to bring you to other dimensions here, but let me be through with, let me just do way out so we can pray, because we're just having about 38 minutes more for the service to close. So I'm conscious of the minister's time, because it's very important for God, for them. Way out. Look up to Christ. Stop looking around. Stop looking at people. See David, sir. Psalm 73, verse 3. Message, sir. Psalm 73, verse 3. Message. Stop looking around. He said, I was looking the other way. Looking up to people. Sir, did you see that? Stop looking up to people. Look up to God. Look up. Look up. Remember the anchor scripture. That's Numbers 21. The Bible said the people was discouraged. And because of that, the Bible said God sent a serpent to bite. And they died. What was we out? Verse 8, verse 9. Moses, you lift up the serpent. As many as look up to see shall live again. They will not be discouraged again. Look and live. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in His word, hallelujah. If only that you look and live. It's a message from the Lord. Do you understand? Look and live. Look up. There's nothing around people. Look up. What a song. I will lift up where my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and He said He will not thy foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth thee, He will not slumber nor sleep. For is thy keeper, is thy shade upon thy right hand. Upon thy right hand. It's okay, it's okay. If you want to join Levites, not here. Let's continue. Look up. Number two, come up. Come up. He said, then when I got to church, I discovered. The same Psalm 73 verse 17. Come up to the house of the Lord. I went into, another version said, I went up into God's temple. Then I understood. Come up! That's your place of anchor and strength and safety. God's house, God's presence. David said, I was glad, because before then I was depressed. Psalm 122 verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to church. I was excited. Are you with me, somebody? Number three, very crucial. Own up. Own up. Admit to God, Lord, I've been discouraged. Oh no, when you read the full context of that scripture, David began to admit that he had faltered. And he began to talk to God. Lord, from verse 20 to verse 28. I admit. I really need help right now. I admit. Own up. Yeah. My flesh and my heart fail. Yeah, go back. Read on that scripture. But God is the strength of my heart. Someone say amen.
admit that you need God and my portion forever. Do me NLT from verse 20. Let's go. NLT from verse 20. When you arise, O Lord, you will laugh at their silly ideas as a person laughs at dreams in the morning. Then I realized that my heart was bitter and I was all torn up inside. I was so foolish. You know, you don't like insulting yourself. David used to insult himself. You know, you are big boys. I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you. I was talking to God. It was obvious I was a foolish, ignorant, senseless animal to you. I was not even a man again. I was an animal. Yet, I still belong to you, O God. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health, my spiritual health has failed. Even my spirit have grown weary, I've grown weak. For you, God, remains the strength of my heart. You are mine forever. Those who desert you will perish, oh. For you destroyed those who abandon you. Now see a man who was discouraged before. It became obvious that, sir, I know that I'm sorry. It won't happen again. Hear David. You know, there's nothing stronger than self-repentance. There's nothing strong. When you see a man or a woman bent on a thing, self-destruction, that's what it's going to. There's nothing stronger than self-repentance. But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. Before, I condemned you, spoke against you, that you didn't do well. I'm sorry. Honor! Number four, finally. Check up. It's up. I don't understand. Yeah, that's it. It's like that. Check up. What are you checking up, Victoria? Check all the things he had told you before. Check what he has said aforetime. He had said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. He has said, no man will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. You must not be discouraged. Anywhere that the son of a fool tread upon, you take it as a possession. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3 and 5. He has said, never be discouraged. I'm always with you. Don't turn left, don't turn right. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6 and verse 8. He said, the young lions do lack and suffer want, but they that trust in God will never lack anything. Psalm 37, verse 25. Whatever he says to you, check up again. That's why you must be a writer. Learn to write things. When he spoke the last time, write it. Are you getting me? Write it. Write it. It can even be that whisper, I love you. Write it. The day that hatred, just the spirit of hatred overwhelms you. And nobody, you don't have since you have thrown away your distraction, and then you don't have anybody to like. You go back to your vision book or your notebook. The last time he said I love you, he still told me I love you. The last time I checked, he gives you strength. But it's so sad that people don't value God's word; they value what someone else says. When you're not a dummy, and what the person is saying is based on circumstance. Especially if it's a man to a woman. It's because he wants to get something from you. It's based on a circumstance. A woman, because she wants to destroy you. Or cause you pain. It's based on circumstance. But this God said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. This one has got nothing to do with anything you did or you didn't do. In fact, the more you misbehave, the more I love you. And you can't check up on that. And that gives you so much strength. and gusto to carry on. Let's rise to our feet. Hold the hand of your neighbor. One hand. No, you know what, sir? Hold one hand so you can use the other hand to point at him. If that person is psychedelic, tell them, my friend, this is serious business. Hold the hand of that person and then shake that hand you've held together. Now, use the other one, point at him. Say, my friend, don't be discouraged. I'm warning you. This one is not lead brother statement. This one is from me to you. Let me warn you. I'm not threatening you, but I'm warning you. Look now. I'm warning you. Don't be discouraged. Don't try it. It's dangerous. In fact, there's no big deal about discouragement. Jesus was discouraged. Paul was discouraged. Moses was discouraged. David was discouraged. So what is the big deal? They were discouraged. They were never out. Don't be discouraged. Because you can't be out. Someone say amen to that. I think then we should now pray the prayer of Paul. Remember that scripture? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 4 verse 8. Which version can you give me? But maybe message. Do message. Maybe it can be easy for us. From verse 8 and verse 9. Do you understand? Abi now. As it is, there's not much chance of that. You know for yourselves that we are not much to look at. We've been surrounded and battered by what? But we are not demoralized. What is wrong with you? We are not sure of what to do. Go on. But we know that God knows what to do. What is wrong with you? We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. Why are you now doing as if God has left you? We've been thrown down, but have we been broken? You can, if life be discouraged, but don't be out. Don't be out, my friend. What will you tell these people that your destiny is tied to? What will you tell them? Are you going to make them suffer? Think outside yourself. You that is sent for them to have joy and life, you are now discouraged. And then the people that you are sent to give life to, they are the ones encouraging you. What a shame. What a predicament. You know what, sir? Only 5 minutes we are going to pray. But let it be your strongest, though. Remember, you know what to have, but you must first of all settle the price. When you settle the price, you get what you must have. Lift up your voice and pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. With every view of the things that have set you back, with every view of the things that you must take over now, with every view of the resolves that must be buttered, speak in tongues, sir. Speak in tongues. Lerebondo Brigbish. Lebruyebaya mashira baya. Megru domli lemoni lemeli lemonis.
Zibrondo, bring him ish. Bring him amandili. Bring him amadabish. Bring him bribibuni. Lemi somande. Lemi yabeyamanios. Lemi dus. Shimingalemondo. Shilime gibi and abish. Sidididididididido. Iramakibridos Irabaria Dabadis Sigara Dabios Sigaraba Laglios Teriatulia Teriatuliama Sigaraba Kalihelos Warivo Warivo Ivo Pira Rinkabaiko Regerebridos Sirios Sirimis Sigabiendes Siremayelema Regos Rengos Kyrios, Zenios, Zebronisos, Frendos, Kerigibos, Sonahizu Dias, Shigabahiko, Pranginos, Vredinos, Moridos, Parides, Karinis, Magiris, Shakaris, Mandilebons, Sidebaris, Pragaris, Bangaladidos, Frebeyesh, Bangarido, Mandelabous, Pregabaye, Shebariandes, Pregis, Frodis, Brudis, Indis, Kudis, Mandis, Veris, Kos, Stes, Mains, Ins, Frens, Dus, Kreis, Seremo, Mangerot, Pridimande, Sigabea, Tondes, Fendes, Brondes, Clundes, Frindes, Sonzes, Cobres, Branges, Prondas, Conges, Pondes, Brond, Kleng, Teng, Veng, Mong, Dong, Kong, Sai, Tanis, Menis, Pridis, Zoris, Faris, Isus, Prongos, Phanas, Palis, Metos, Suris, Feras, Menges, Rondos, Fendos, Mandes, Prondek, Lendes, Shiga, Monga, Vonda, Mande, Senge, Mangai, Remai, Mondo, Vandes, Sonde, Kerin, Berin, Selin, Merido, Corido, Mandido, Serigo, Prabigo, Parida, Sugei, Jebiris, Pogido, Pragig, Pradi, Megis, Moris, Soris, Isus, Ferat, Toriga, Malido, Turiande, Varande, Magaride, Ogarie, Shorebie, Parabios, Pariandos, Siriadis, Piandes, Combridis, Shigaries, Prodiis, Prodiis, Magiris, Meridis, Sigabeis, Prenies, Zonto, Zonke, Vande, Mongo, Rande, Vengao, Sondai, Prengai, Shandai. I see the spirit of just men made perfect in this place, strengthening the hands that are cast down, and indeed enforcing the feeble knees, Prongaos, Perigos, Inamaste, because they made it. You also will make it.
Sobrinos, Sheribons, Sheribons, Sirabons, Iberiatis, Iberia, Ibrondo, Igrondo, Fenderondo, Prengerende, Mangrongo, Shirabande, Prongobrin, 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 Mendum, Sinamin, Prandum, Shigabin, Shigabin, Pion, Zone, Fung, Sing, King, Name, Throne, Shirium, Sibum, Merio, Prego, Sulemo, Pregoma, Idoso, Siboshe, Rebios, Zorimbonko, Zoribonkombo, Soribon, Soribonko, Zoribonko, Mekibon, Mekibongoba, Ibon, 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 Iboria, Losta, 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 Zios, Losta, 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 Zios, Losta, 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 Zios, Losta, 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 Zios, Sigabos, Prong, Zeis, Face, Sodi, Brangeros, 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 Pribum, Prina, Prina, Nelamas, Prong, Preris, Terebos, Neris, Cinemas, Neris, Jegerebo, Brangad, Brangero, Remonis, 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 Siribidis, Rebish, Manderebos, Bregamande, Lombus, Combrivibi, Labrios, 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 Covriabas, O, Radiama, Erebo, 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 Siabaye, Siabaye, Siabale, Ramaye, Tony Erebo, Sirabangadio, Erebonde, Sigrebrundo Brins, Oneandebo, Serebo Kai, Serebo, Serebonde, 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 Serebondia, Shigabeo, Shigabayenos, Sheeros, Serebaya,
thank you, Jesus. Isaiah, by the Spirit of God, one day saw into the destiny of Jesus and he prophesied. And I want you to take this scripture and make it your strength. Isaiah 42 verse 4. It was a prophecy concerning Jesus. We are people of prophecy. Make it your strength, brother. Make it your strength, sister. He said, concerning Jesus, he shall not fail. Let that amen be stronger. You know why? Because the pressure will actually make him to fail. Because understand, Jesus did not come as the Son of God. He came as Son of Man. And I said something 2 days ago about the Garden of Gethsemane experience. So that prophecy, I cleared a path for him. That's why you must learn how to embrace things like this. That scripture, sir. Thank you. It shall not fail. Nor be discouraged. Till he have set judgment in the earth. And the earth shall wait for his law. Some other version said, until he fulfills what he came for. It shall not fail. Don't be discouraged until he reaches the ends of the earth. You are just in that confine. And you are still going far. What he told you was a global assignment. He cannot lie. He didn't change his mind because of the economic state of Nigeria. Please, I beg you, sir. If you don't do well, it will affect me. Be strong. Don't be discouraged. I don't want God to substitute you. Don't be discouraged. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. We are grateful that it was given to us. Day by day, our light is getting brighter by your word. And the reason why you give us such words like this is because you know what lies ahead. We embrace the destiny you have chosen for us. Thank you, Lord. That no matter what may come, no matter what lies before us, we'll keep singing song of victory in Jesus' name. We'll never be defeated. We'll never be discouraged. We'll never be distracted. We'll never be depressed. We'll never be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. As the Father sent Jesus, you sent us. He finished well. We will finish well. Every one of us that have closed the assignment, closed ministry, closed that vision, closed that relationship, closed this or that. Because now you've spoken to us. We take the strength of life to take the correct decisions now. We are capacity driven now. Because what your word did is to increase our capacity content. Therefore, we are capacity driven now to soar higher than before in Jesus' name. Every assignment, destiny, and ministry under the sound of my voice right now begins to enjoy unusual anointing. This such energy shall be so strong in the spirits of men that they will begin to do and to perform all your good pleasure over their lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lift up your two hands and let's bless him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's glorify him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767. Or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.